Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New America, Americans. Happy New America. It's 2016. And 2016 is a good time to begin to complete a change for the United States of America. 2016, to change path, to change. And if we come together collectively, we can complete the change that we started in 2008 to save America. If we are to save the United States, we must make every sacrifice necessary to end white privilege, to end white lies, past and present. It is the reason there's chaos, unemployment, crime, you name it. This country is built on white lies, past, present, and it's time that we decide to not take this into the future. We have to stop accepting the white oppressor's behavior. Because what has happened in America is that the oppressions of white, wealthy men has spilled over. And that oppression is not only now against blacks and against immigrants and against the LGBT community, the oppression that was set in place by the wealthy white male is a behavior that is afflicting the working class citizens of this country. And it's creating poverty. And it's just no way to injure one group in America without it having a ripple effect. Because in America, we are like human chains. And a chain is no stronger than its weakest link. So from person to person, community to community, city to city, state to state, we are human chains. And if there is weakness, it's felt throughout the nation. Today is Thursday, January 14th, 2016. It's 10:30 p.m. Central Time. We are now approximately 300 days from an election. And to hear the media talk, the 2016 election is tomorrow. And that's not so. Now the polls tell us forward to over 300 days from now. But keep in mind, polls is nothing more than white lies. White lies centered around white ideas taken in mostly white states, in white areas. This is how America come into being wealthy white men saw it, wanted it, and took it. And that's what happens today. Wealthy white men see it, want it, and they intend to take it. And it doesn't matter who you are, unless you're wealthy first, white, then men, you're not even on the radar. You are being used. You're working class white male, you are being used by wealthy white men. You're a white woman, you are being used by wealthy white men. And of course, if you're not white, if you're wealthy enough, white men can't use you. So, they play nice until they can put you in a position where they don't have to play nice anymore. This is America that I'm talking to you guys about. And I want you to draw a picture of America in your mind. And I want you to realize, see, white men have created enough lies in them across this country and across the world. And people have believed these lies. They believe them. You say anything often enough, and people come to believe it. And for this reason, people who are not wealthy white men need to really decide how you're going to think based on issues and not based on skin color. You must find the issue most important to you. And then you must work with others who have that same cause that you have. Then you must make sure that the people you vote for believe in your issues. And then you must not forget to register and vote. Only way in America, if you're not wealthy and white and a male, that you can expect to reap, to thrive, prosperity, because you are not written into the laws of this land unless you're wealthy white males. That's it. Now, all is not lost. I'm here to tell you this day that we can save the USA. But the only way that we can save it is that we are ready to end white privilege, and that we are ready to end white lies. And we can end these things. We can do it, but we must do it together. Whites created lies that turn people, groups of people, one against the other. Fed lies to people over and over and over down through the centuries. Because they had the power. Right here in America, not very long ago, only wealthy white men could own property. And not only could only wealthy white men own property, if you wasn't a wealthy white man, you were owned by a wealthy white man. You became their property. Whether you was a white woman, you was property of that wealthy white man. Whether you was that wealthy white man's mother, you was his property. His daughter, his sister, you was his property. And so when they talk about in presidential campaigns about make America great again and take America back, I don't know what time period it would be in any person's mind who lives today where they can say the greatest America was back so many years ago, unless they were a wealthy white male before civil rights was passed. Because before civil rights was passed, the wealthy white male still had control. A white man had control. And he wants control now. And he divides and conquers to gain control. One thing that I find the silliest thing that all people could do in America, well, more than one, but I'm going to talk about two. One is that Americans won't vote. I don't understand that. There has never been nothing that was gained that benefit the masses that we didn't have to vote for. And the farther we get away from women's suffrage, when women finally got the right to vote, the farther we get away from that, it seems, the less likely people are to go out and vote. Women can say things like, I don't decide to vote just because a person is a woman. Well, that's an ignorant statement to make. Even if you did vote because a person was a woman, so what? What's wrong with that? Are you saying women don't qualify, no matter who they are? Because white men have been voting, and for white men, for president, for centuries. You didn't hear them complaining. You don't hear them saying, I don't vote for a white man just because he's a white man. You don't even have that conversation with you. But you see, the white men, especially I'm using wealthy because that's what I'm speaking of, because if you're not wealthy, as far as the wealthy white man is concerned, you're nothing anyhow. So if you're not wealthy, when I say the white man, I'm not talking about you because you're in the same boat I'm in. But the wealthy white man has managed to turn groups of people against one another. Since I don't know when it was that that they taught everybody to hate the gay community, people unlike us, but I know that wealthy white men is against everybody. I've heard them speak it. I've saw this happen in their actions. They have it their way. And their way is laws were written for wealthy white men, not for their wives, not for their daughters, not even for their children. And most laws written does not include blacks. Most laws written does not include immigrants. And wealthy white men have been so good at turning groups of people against other groups of people. But how they managed to turn people against voting, they have. They have convinced people it doesn't make sense to vote. And they have convinced people that we don't need unions. And those are the two main things that have given America a greatness that makes America stand apart from other countries. Because Americans' voting rights is different from any other country. and American unions have provided more for Americans in more ways than any other country has ever done. That leads me to think that there is a space missing in the heads of a lot of citizens. I don't know if a lot of Americans don't have the ability to reason, to analyze stuff, to read. I don't know what it is, but how can Americans be against unions when before unions in America, children were worked like slaves, paid whatever the bosses wanted to pay them, and jobs that parents should have been getting were going to children because children labor was cheaper labor. Workers complained, unions were formed out of workers, and America began to prosper. Unions took the grievances of the workers, unions who were actually workers at one period, time period, took the grievances of their fellow workers and come together and decided to fight for better work environments, better pay, better benefits. And guess what happened? We ended up with a 40-hour-a-week work, a 40-hour work week. We ended up with paid vacation. We ended up with sick days. We ended up with medical leave days. We ended up with minimum wages. We ended up with benefits on certain jobs. We ended up ending discrimination based on the color of one another's skin. These are things that workers come together, joining unions, and made happen across this nation. But went hungry for it, walked out on jobs, and left their pay behind them to make it happen. And today, people thumb their noses at unions because wealthy white men have taught people how to hate unions. We've got to end the white privilege, and we've got to end the white lies if we want a better nation. But you see, the United States Foundation is built on white crimes that have been directed toward groups of people by wealthy white men. Now, we can do better than what we've done in the past, even. We can have the greatest America ever had, but we must begin by being the best that we can be and demanding America be the best for all her people, liberty and justice for all. You see, the America's majority is no longer the majority. That's that wealthy white male. That's that white male. It's no longer the majority in this nation. But he's fighting for it. But he will lose if the people come together collectively based on issues. End the white privilege, end the white lies that whites are telling about themselves and telling about others. They got to come clean. They got to speak the truth. And when they can't speak the truth, they have to not speak at all. If we want a better America, that's how we get it. If America fails to unite, you can rest assured perish, either geographically or in status as the most favorite nation. We have to fix it, America. It's up to us to fix it. And I do believe that we hit that right path in November of 2008 when voters went into the booths to make a change and made a change in America by electing the first black president. That's much needed. And I do believe that when America made that choice at the poll, that God decided, America, you are now able to heal yourself. But we have to heal ourselves. And we cannot heal ourselves with lies, white lies. The truth must be told. And then we can move forward. Because you see, in America today, everything we do, we struggle to make sure that the white people are happy in our results. We try to make sure we say things that don't offend white people, tell lies, or people avoid the truth, or people change the subject. We have got to start doing and speaking not lies, but truth. Because together, if we come together, we're not only going to survive, which is what this country has been doing for centuries, but we're going to thrive for the first time, all the people, as does the ant. The ant is the oldest living creature on earth that outlives every other creature because the ant works together, and that's where their strength lies, because one ant cannot cause nothing to flee. But as an army, ants definitely can move mountains. So we've got to realize we need our unions, we need unity, we need to vote, and we need to respect one another. We need to find ways to respect one another in money, but in the love of one another. Let me read you something that Robert F. Kennedy said. When you teach a man to hate and fear his brother, when you teach that he is a lesser man because of his color or his beliefs or the policies he pursues, when you teach that those who differ from you threaten your freedom or your job or your family, then you also learn to confront others not as a fellow citizens, but as enemies. We must admit the vanity of our false distinctions amongst men and learn to find our own advancement in the search for the advancement of all. We must admit in ourselves that our own children's future cannot be built on the misfortune of others. We must recognize that this short life can neither be ennobled nor enriched by hatred or revenge. This is Robert F. Kennedy. These words spoken by a white man to his white counterparts. These words do not fit black men. This is fact. He was not speaking to me. He was not speaking to my parents who are black. He was not speaking to my ancestry. He was speaking to white people of America that are teaching hatred toward people that don't look like them or sound like them or live where they live. White privilege, white supremacy. white privilege, white supremacy, white power, white ignorance. I hear people say President Barack Obama, they don't hate him. He's just a liar, and he couldn't do, ain't did nothing but hurt this country, and blah, 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 blah. Those are lies. And the white lies need to the lies, and the politicians speak the lies, and the CEOs speak the lies, and the media speak the lies, and the citizens speak the lies. And after a while, the lies become the truth. Well, the truth is, before President Barack Obama, if you had a child that was born with a pre-existing condition, some type of disease or illness, your child could not be insured. That right there is enough to give President Barack Obama his accolades to say he did it. He did what he said he was going to do. He gave America health care because he cared about all America. But you think the white lies recognize that? No. You think they ever will? No. Now, I'm not saying all, because remember, I speak mostly toward the wealthy white males, but then wealthy white males has convinced too many white people that they are right when they are wrong. And that's why I say to the white people, you must decide that issues matter more than skin color. I want to read you something. I'm almost out of time. This was by an Indian, Floyd Westerman, born August 17, 1936, and died December 13, 2007. He said, I would like to quote a very prejudicial doctrine that was handed down by the Supreme Court in 1823. It said that the Indian nations do not have title to their lands because they weren't Christians, that the first Christian nations to discover an area of heathen lands has the absolute title. This doctrine should be withdrawn and renounced to establish a new basis for relationships between indigenous people and other people of the world. The wealthy white males stripped the Indians of their own land and refused to give it to them because they were not Christians, and they determined and made it a law that if you weren't Christians, you couldn't own the land. The wealthy white males bonded Africans in America and treated them as cattle, and when slavery was abolished, the owned Africans were paid to release the Africans, and the Africans who were now free were promised reparations, and it never happened. The Indians and the blacks is just two groups that the wealthy white male have lied about over and over and over.